Our next speaker is the representative of the Stop the War Coalition, a woman of the most extraordinary vision and commitment, Lindsay German. We now think that there are 350,000 people on this demonstration. And three quarters of central London is completely brought to a standstill. George Bush and Tony Blair told us this week they respect our right to demonstrate. If it were up to them, this demonstration would not be taking place. The White House tried to insist that the whole of central London was closed off. They tried to insist that the tube system was closed off. The police told us that we couldn't have the route that we wanted along Whitehall and past Parliament. And we said to them, we are demanding that route. And if you don't give us that route, we'll go by Buckingham Palace instead. And then they suddenly found that they would give us the route to Whitehall after all. And we have succeeded here in confining George Bush to house arrest in Buckingham Palace. He has not been addressed by any cheering crowds. He could not go on a state procession down the Mall. When Colin Powell tried to go to London University to collect an award, the students demonstrated and he cancelled the visit. That is what we have done. That is the power of our movement. And tonight the streets of London are ours. They are not George Bush's. They talk about freedom of speech, but in America, when Bush goes travelling, they create Orwellian free speech zones where they pen in the protesters, away from the media, away from the politicians, and that is their idea of democracy and freedom. And today, when they made their statement today, they said British and American troops will stay in Iraq as long as George Bush and Tony Blair think it's right. Well, we've got a message for George Bush and Tony Blair. It's not up to when they think it's right. It's up to when the Iraqi people think it's right. And they've already made it pretty clear they want the Americans and the British to go. So our movement is not going to go away. We are in solidarity with the Iraqi people. We are in solidarity with the people around the world, the Palestinians who are oppressed, all the people around the world who suffer so much from American foreign policy. And when the media turn to us after this magnificent and peaceful demonstration and say to us, what about violence? Do you think it will get out of control? It's already out of control. Bush and Blair are out of control, and that is what we want to stop. This is a movement that nobody can ignore. Remember today, you have made history. And once again, we are in this tremendous tradition. For hundreds of years, people have come to this part of London and protested against inequality, against injustice, for freedom, for liberty, and we are in that tradition. We're like the people who formed the trade unions. We're like the people who fought for the vote. We're like the people who wanted civil rights in America. Our movement is going on, and Tony Blair and George Bush better not forget it. Bush is leaving Britain tomorrow, and good riddance to him. But Tony Blair will live with the consequences of this invitation and with the consequences of this war. And if Bush is going tomorrow, let's hope it's not too long before Blair joins him.